بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله ويخشى الله ويتقي فأولئك هم الفائزون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: وقال ربي زدني علما. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: والصلح خير. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: ومن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا. وقال سبحانه وتعالى: والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, any activity that is taking place in the world will have some maqsad, goal, objective in front of it. Such an important work, Dawat and Tabligh, the effort of Dawat, what is objective? Primarily, anything done is done for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a structure, what we want to achieve, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That how once again, humanity existing in the time that they are in, can go back 1400 years ago and bring that kind of life, that kind of morning and evening, night and day, that kind of urf and environment, that kind of thinking to come once again. Outwardly, my dear friends, in that time, you will not find one vehicle also of the oldest model. Neither will you have a mobile phone, no electricity. No majority or most of the things that we see now, all these commodities were absent. Running water was maybe a river, no taps also. Yet the desire is that we go back to that life. Living in this environment, to go back to that type of thinking and that type of amal. So this effort of Dawat is to take us there, back to that, so that we can go ahead. Now, from a thought process, if I go back somewhere, then how am I going to go ahead? Think about it. The speaker said we got to go back 1400 years ago. And in any equation, if you tell somebody, you know, go back to the days where things were written in the books, and go back to the days. You say, my business can't run. But here we're saying, go back over there. Because this is a business of the Akhirat. Going back to the life of the Sahaba, Ridwanullah Ta'ala Ali Majma'in, by way of example, is that of a bow and an arrow. In archery, when a person wants to shoot the arrow further, he pulls it more back. So this ummah is not going ahead because they're not going back. And that particular time of Sahaba and Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam is khairul qurun. Ulama kiram, they are the learned ones. Going back to that time means that if we bring that a'mal and that life of the khairul qurun, the best of times, in this time it will apply. So basically, there's 101 examples those farmers who got crops out of their farms could farm like them. That person who achieved a business module and he's got profit, do your business like that. So this effort, my dear brothers, is to take us back to the life of the Sahaba, specifically the Sahaba, because these people, even though they rank under the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam in status, is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, and then in the accepted people of the world, the third category is Sahaba. So these Sahaba, they were the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam min wa an. That means exactly what Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted from them is what Allah Ta'ala wanted from them. And the outcome of them doing what Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam wanted, there's a certain stamp on Sahaba that is not on anybody else besides them and Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam. Of course, the iman is always increasing. But here the mawzu and subject is of Sahaba. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. Dhalika liman khashiya rabb. Surah Bayyinah. That Allah Ta'ala is happy with them. Radiyallahu ta'ala. Radiyallahu anhum wa radu an. And they are happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not the only tarif and praise of the Sahaba. They are from the muflihun and they are from those that gave their life to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when a person goes into the life of the Sahaba, a person is actually following somebody who Allah Ta'ala is happy with. So it's sufficient to say that inshallah, if I follow who Allah Ta'ala is happy with, and how he carried, or how they carried out their life, then like Allah Ta'ala is happy with them, by his mercy he'll be happy with me also. So this effort of da'wat, my dear friends, is to take us back to the life of the Sahaba. The Sahaba, in every aspect, they came out 11 out of 10. In every aspect they scored 1,000,000%. Meaning a very high category of people. Yes, at one stage, prior to iman, we know what was the condition. But something happened to them. The nisbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the time that they laid eyes with acceptance. A lot of people laid eyes on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they laid eyes on Nabi alayhi salam with acceptance. And their heart accepted, then something came over these people. And these people, Allahu Akbar, now, their whole idea of life changed. They became human beings living in this world, but they were living in the next world. That's why when people were describing the miracle of Sahaba, they say, we heard about Ala ibn Hazrami radiallahu ta'ala crossing the Dajla and not even the hooves of the horses getting wet. Then the person adds, says, shall I show you something more miraculous than that? They crossed this world and not a drop of this world affected them. So these Sahaba, inke nigaah bahut unche the. And their foresight and their understanding was one of its kind. And so based on that understanding which Allah's grace was upon them, they were dast bakar dil bayar. They also had families, they also ate food, they also had clothing, got sick, better, farms, whatever. But these Sahaba, their life was in the akhirat. That is why a Sahabi is leaving this world, Allahu Akbar. When a person is leaving this world, you can imagine what a kashmakash it is. What a difficult time it is. Only that one who's going through it can know. But we've seen people, how difficult. And at the time of becoming martyred with all the wounds, and you say, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. By the Lord of the Kaaba, by the Qasam of Allah, I'm successful. How can this statement come out from a person who, bazahir, on the apparent, he don't have anything of success at that time. He's been killed. He's been defeated. But his thinking is, now I have achieved to give my life for Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mission, and Allah Ta'ala is happy with this. That is why I'm successful. So at the time of death also, their thinking is different. These Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Ali Majma'in, my dear friends, their quality of selflessness and caring and sharing was on another level also. When you just look at them, you can sit awestruck. You know, hey, what kind of people this? Who are they? How can they be like this? It's so amazing. Even in their ma'ash and social interaction, when a person sits and thinks about them, you can just remain in thought for hours. Two sahaba are speaking to each other. One say, you know what, you got some influence in that house. I want you to go there and tell them that I'm interested in a proposal. Person say, all right. It's a friendly gesture. He goes there. When he goes to the house people say, whatever the conversation, we understand about you proposing for him, but our heart is for you to get married to our daughter. So this person takes a little bit longer time and he comes back. And he tells the person who sent him with a job, in the process of me proposing for you, they proposed for me and I got married to the one that you was actually thinking of getting married to. In a general reaction, which is a human reaction, a person will say, you snookered me, you cornered me, you two-timed me, you're a letdown, all those negative words. Look at the thinking of Sahaba. Forgive me for trying to propose for somebody that was meant for you. Sorted it out just like that. The thinking was different. Sahaba are seated together. See, my dear brothers, we say follow the life of Sahaba, the 6 points based on Sahaba. But the drive to do the 6 points, we need to know of this, what Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali had in his mind. I'm just giving a billionth of a millionth of a million fraction of that explanation. He had the full understanding. But they say from him we could smell the smell of Sahaba. So in their life also, one Sahabi receives or has a goat head, and you find it is going through 7 homes or 7 people and coming back to the original man. And nobody want to take it for himself because he's worried about the next person to eat. At this point, to explain something, normally in Qurbani which is coming, the head is always given away. I know about it, and you know about it. So in this explanation, maybe someone will think that they gave it away because nobody wanted it. No, it wasn't like that. An Arab, and these are true Arabs to the core, from one goat's head you get 7 different meat to eat. From the jaws, brain, tongue, eyes, all these are edibles and very tasty because it's constantly a moving part of an animal, has a different flavor. So in our understanding, they gave loin chops to 7 houses that came back. In our understanding, it was Wagyu steak that went 1 house, 2 house and came back. Now we appreciate the story of the goat's head. Previously, probably someone thought it was a thing that nobody wanted. That's why it came back. It wasn't. It was a sought after commodity. So these Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, in their mind and in their thinking, Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali want to take us back to that point. That they ask the wives of the, not only the men, the women also, and the children, they say, your husbands are gone in the path of Allah, who will feed you? The answer, I'm saying in Urdu, obviously they said it in Arabic, say, khane wale chale gaye, khilane wale ab tak baki hai. So these Sahaba, their answers was one of a kind, their thinking was one of a kind. And on a holistic view, they work for the cause, not for the applause. See, long story short, Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, later on became radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but whilst he wasn't in the fold, the havoc that Khalid radiallahu anhu caused before Islam, we can't forget, the whole mastermind and the general plan that he made, the whole Uhud was him. This Khalid bin Walid is coming to the Sahaba. And everybody knows how Allah's Rasul is awaiting the situation. And not a house in Madinah Tayyibah didn't suffer the outcome of Khalid's mastermind planning. He brought grief to every home. But see the thinking. It's a commonality of vision. I don't mean to use high words. Is this an explanation of everyone got one hum mizaj? That deen must come alive. Huzur-e Pak's mission must flourish. Khalid bin Walid alone is coming. He understands things. He's a brave man. If he comes, by the grace of Allah, things will progress, open up. That time to put themselves one side and concentrate on the mission of Rasul-e Pak. This is Sahaba. See, Khalid, Muhammad lads up when he explains this thing. I had the opportunity to translate it, so I'm just expressing it. You see, on that day, when Khalid radiallahu anhu saw everybody in Medina, he said, I wish the earth will open. Kaash ke zameen khul jai. Aur main andar jaake das jau. Or, you know, I can just get buried in there. Dafan ho jau. That every one of this Medina made them cry, but today they're saying, Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba. So this Sahaba, my dear brothers, who are the army of Allah Ta'ala. Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, his mission, Nubar Allah Markadahu. Him and the ulama around them, Mufti Kifayatullah Sahib, as a Sheikh Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Madni Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, and all the hosts of galaxy of people that were with Mawlana in the beginning. They put down certain points. Some say 40, some say 52, some say different riwayat. But many amount of points they put together that were found in the life of Sahaba. And finally they watered it down to 6 points. In actual fact, which is 8 points if you look at La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. It is one but explained as two, ilm and zikr. So it's 8 explanations. And Mawlana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that in order for us to bring deen alive, though the 6 points are not the whole of deen, they are the start. But where the ummah can pick up, where the ummah can get once again to Sahaba, these 6 points, my dear friends, are the 6 places where the nails came into the ummah and the tire got punctured. If you look at it, the iman of the ummah got weak, the following of Rasul-e Pak got weak, the connection of masjid and salat got weak, and taking from Allah through that, the knowledge and the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, the hamdardi and worry of humanity, hukukullah, hukukul ibad, and doing things khalis lillah, and keeping manat alive for deen when weak in the ummah. So these are the 6 avenues from which the ummah at this mojuda zamana, this current time, went weak. So Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, looking at the life of Sahaba with the ulama kiram that were with him, and specifically I'm saying this, my dear friend, because what is in front of us is toss. What is in front of us is legit. What in front of us has got backbone. What is in front of us has got noor. What is in front of us has got a backing of ulum inside. So now these 6 points are told that we must make effort on these 6 points. These 6 points, my dear brothers, ye 6 number samandar ki tarah hai. Gote lagane ke mutabik aadmi ko samandar ke heere jawahirat nazar aayega. These 6 points are like an ocean. According to how you dive into the ocean, you will see that kind of treasures that exist in the ocean. We all from Durban, right? Somebody standing by Spingo Beach, Addington, whatever. And he just looked, he's from Joburg. Say, what a beautiful sea. So he only saw the sea by way of viewing. Then you get somebody that walks on the seashore. And the sand also has an effect on the feet. It, you know, wipes the ankles. I make it all like how you clean it up. Some podiatry takes place, you know. And he feels the water. He gets a different feeling. Then you get somebody who wants to play in the water. That's, you know, the children making castle. They see a different side of the ocean. Then you get somebody that does what we call snorkeling. Kind of like an apparatus you put like this, can, you know, see certain things. So that person sees something in the ocean. Then you get someone doing scuba diving. He has an oxygen tank and he's going deep, and then he can see all the caves. There are caves in the ocean. Then you get someone who takes a submarine and he goes to the depths of the ocean. What he sees, all his other people don't see. So these 6 points, my dear brothers, they are very ruhani amount of points, that which if I have to make effort upon this thing, according to my effort and diving into it, Allah Ta'ala opens up. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Proportion to my effort, Allah Ta'ala opens up something. This is not only for tabligh, anything. If you look at Jalalain Hashia, Fudail ibn Ayaz, Abid al-Haramain, he explains, you make effort in ilm, Allah will open ilm for you. So you make effort on these 6 points, Allah Ta'ala will open up that to see something, what a person who might just look at it and say, I like what you all are doing. Sometimes someone says, Allah make y'all's istima success. Y'all's istima is nice. I say, just come here, ameen, but make one mistake, correct it. Our istima is nice. Your is a longer word, our is shorter. So don't tell someone your hifz class, your madrasa, your khanka, your tabligh. Ours, by you just helping me out. Why Rahmatullah's thinking was like this? Sab hamare hai. So these 6 points, my dear brothers, Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, they made effort upon this. That this is what we want to market in the ummah, the first being La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, the first point. And in these 6 points was explained object, virtue and acquisition. Object means what's the maqsad of the point. Virtue, because when a person hears a virtue about something, there's two ways of telling someone to do something. Get me one glass of water. My apple of my eye. From your hand the water is like from the fountains of the mountains. Which one you'll want to really appease to? Get me the water. So fazilat and virtues attract a person. Admi ka dil kashish hota hai. It has magnetism in it. So it got virtues in it. And then how to bring it in my life? So Mulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali sent his jamaats out. They go and tell everybody, Allah se hota hai, makhluk se nahi hota hai. There's none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last messenger. Allah ta'ala does anything and everything without the help of the creation. And the creation cannot do anything without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the languages of this world, one language is called Sanskrit. We don't study that language. It's from the Indian part of the world. But when they translate, Allah is independent, As-Samad, the translation you get in certain tafsir is called Niradhar. Niradhar. Allah is independent from everybody, and everything what Allah is independent from, they dependent on Allah. So this da'wat has to reach everybody. Because my dear friends, the world is saying something else. The world is saying commodities have gone up. You will not eat. And we need to tell the world what Allah is saying. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. We need to tell them, لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقُهَا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. This is da'wat. So Mawlana's maqsad through this first point was how once again, my dear brothers, through da'wat, what khazana Allah Ta'ala want to open up to His servants, through da'wat it opens up, because now the ta'aruf and introduction of Allah Ta'ala takes place. Through da'wat, a person can hear the words of tasalli. A person is a big gunegar, and he's such a big sinner, he's feeling like, I am a lost cause, I'm finished. Like how someone say, my car is a write-off. But through da'wat, my dear brothers, you take the words of the Quran and call a person to Allah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. تو دعوت کی ذریعہ سے, through دعوت, a person gets تسلی. Through دعوت, a person's mind is in different places. How will I eat now? How am I going to earn? Everything went up besides my salary. People are complaining. Through دعوت, you tell the person about the غیبی تعید. If you look at Hayatul Sahaba, there's certain section come about the unseen help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mawlana Yusuf rahmatullah, he didn't set the kitab just like that. He was a faqih also, muhaddis also. He was a great alim. And I heard great ulama who are teaching hadith, they say, kamal karke chale gaye. So ghaibi ta'id, that Allah ta'ala will feed us, even if the earth is gone to lead and the sky turns to copper, how Allah will feed, don't ask. The ummah needs to hear that the risk is not a risk. The ummah needs to hear that raziqeen and khayrul raziqeen, ab tak baqi hai, we moved. So through dawat, my dear friends, it's not only one prong dawat. What need to be told to the ummah, at what time someone is sick, then you give him himmat, la ba'asa tahurun inshaAllah. And you tell him, Allah ta'ala will give shifa. Somebody lost somebody, then inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah ta'ala make it easy for you. We are just at an airport transit, we will meet up again. So you give the person invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fix his heart up. So this dawat, my dear friends, that needs to go into the ummah, ye dil ke upar ek dawa ki tarah hai. It's like a medication for the heart in different ways. And this ummah is suffering because it's not getting his medication. Think of a person that needs medication. If it's mental illness medication, he don't take it, you know what he does. If it's a chronic illness, he don't take it, then this thing is going up, that thing is going down. Somebody needs to take a certain injection, he don't take it, what happens? This ummah is not getting his dawat, is not getting his dawah, and is not getting his dawa, and not getting his dawat, so it's where it is. So Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, through the first point, the marketing idea was how the whole ummah can hear about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only to hear, but to make zikr of the kalima, for which Allah ta'ala will make that person's face shine in this earthly life also. And my dear friend, who is habitual to read the kalima in his life, we have hope on Allah. Allah give us husna khatima, he'll read it at the time of death also. And together with that, you see, how do I bring this into my life? So one is we give dawat, then we make zikr, and on a daily basis we make dua. Now what is the dua? Oh Allah ta'ala, keep me on iman. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-iman, wa amitna ala al-iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati mal muttaqina mal iman. Oh Allah, I want to die with iman, take me with iman. And oh Allah ta'ala, resurrect me among those who have perfected iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Oh Allah, after granting me iman, hidayah, don't snatch it away from me. Allahumma la taqilni ila nafsi tarfata aini wa la tanzi minni saliha ma atitani. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batila. All like this is to support the iman. Then Maulana explained, my dear friends, that now you must also speak about Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That tell the people the object of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how our life can go back to Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's way of life in the way that we saw Sahaba practicing this way of life. My dear friends, if you look at the life of Sahaba, how they followed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was par excellence. It was one of its kind. And Rasul Pak Sasam was happy with them. So if we follow Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam in every action, whether it is sunnat muakkada, sunnat ghair muakkada, or whether we say big sunnat, small sunnat, but I will just follow the sunnat. For me it's a sunnat, I must follow it. Then through sunnat, what will I get? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. The outcome of following Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the love of Allah. Allahu Akbar. My dear friends, we know when a grandparent loves a grandchild, that child is just on top of the world. When a brother loves his brother, then how much he does for him. This is not a creation loving a creation. This is Khaliq loving makhluk. What Allah Ta'ala won't do for him? Why? He followed Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is a virtue of following Nabi alayhi salam. Allah will love me. And my dear friends, how do I bring Huzur e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of life? First of all, think of the ihsan and favors of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on me. Today my name is Hassan, my name is Bilal, my name is Ziyad and Muhammad, so forth and so on, is a barakat of Huzur e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The fact that I can just eat with the right hand is a barakat of Rasul e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The fact that I know where is my place of prayer and ibadat is masjid and my direction is Qibla is a barakat of Rasul e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. See my dear friends, to foster and engender love for somebody is a very simple method to do it. Just think of the favors. If somebody is not appreciating his parent, or is not appreciating his wife, or is not appreciating somebody that did so much for him, then just think of the favors that the person did for him. Automatically, there's a kind of change come in the heart with regards to that person. The absence of thinking of people's favors distances us from them thinking of what they did for us. So when I contemplate upon Huzur e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's favors upon me, automatically the result is love for him. So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, what do? I can never pay him back. Ulama Kiram explained that if there was a puddle here, say this one saf is a puddle, right? We can't cross it. So I decide and you decide to make a stepping stone of our face. So we all sleep like this and we tell, Ya Nabi Allah, walk on our faces to cross this puddle. It takes a very high amount of resistance to do that. But I say, Nabi Allah, we want to pay you back. Ulama say, even if you do that, you can't pay him back for the favors that he did for us. So we cannot do favor upon him, but this much we can ask Allah Ta'ala to favor him. My dear friends, if you don't know how to cook for a guest, then ask a bawarchi, a cook, to cook for him. If you don't know how to give somebody a bunch of flowers, then tell the florist to do it. I don't know how to thank Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So I'm saying, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala Ali Sayyidina Muhammadi wa barik wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala ruhi Sayyidina Muhammadin Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam fil arwah. وصلي على جسد سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في الأجساد وصلي على قبر سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في القبور اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ألف ألف مرة. Whichever way you want to send it, Durood Ibrahim is a very powerful one. The one we read after Asr also, Hazrat Sheikh went very far ahead reading that. So Ya Allah, I cannot thank Huzur e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam through this Durood. I'm asking you that you bless Huzur e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam according to your Shayan Ashan, because if I have to present it, there will be naqs and shortage in it. Then how do I bring Muhammadur Rasulullah in my life? My dear friends, on a daily basis, I must give dawah towards the way of Rasul e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Tell every person that if you follow Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, you will never fail, even though it looks outdated, but it's up to date. See my dear friends, just look at the miswak, right? Bottom line, what is the miswak? If you don't bring religion into it, a miswak is a stick. Am I right? It's got some scientific names also. Salvadora, Pasika, whatever it is, right? But many things in this world were made of wood. Big ships also. Fancy furnitures also. All of them either got eaten by the ants or they got outdated. This one stick, till now it is in vogue. Till now, it is, no matter what toothbrush, no matter what tooth agent you can get, it never come out of fashion. So this is Huzur e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His way of life is dynamic. It is akmal, it is complete. It is ashal, it is easiest. It is ajmal, most beautiful. Ahsan, most excellent. Whichever prong direction you look at it, you'll come on top of the top. So Huzur e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's way of life, my dear friends, for us to give yakin on it for my benefit and the ummah's benefit, tell them, hamare kamyab dunya aur akhirat mein faqat Huzur e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki zindagi mein, and tell everybody this in whatever language you know. When a person will give dawah towards something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him the reality of it. And it won't just be a practice, now it will become a fitrat. The sunnat and him will become together, that you're entering the masjid, Allah maftahli abwaab, automatic it becomes. He can never make wudu without a miswak. Like how a person automatically, he got no watch, he got no clock, but he just know it's 3 o'clock. The stomach told him it's time for five roses. That clock he knows, so he'll become a clockwork of sunnah. Then, my dear brothers, we make dua. Oh, my beloved Allah, change my zawq and shauq. Change my flavor of life. My beloved elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala is the one that can only change things around. You see, at the moment, the world is running on enjoying to eat. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala that we can become people that enjoy to feed. It's a different flavor, brothers. At the moment, there's an enjoyment to take. There's a special enjoyment to give also. Mullah Suleiman Sahib, my ustad, Allah give him long life. Ajib person. He say, make dua, Allah Ta'ala give you the lazzat of staying awake in front of Allah instead of the lazzat of sleeping. There's a lazzat in spending for Allah instead of just earning for myself. Like a person gets something out of revenge, there's a lazzat in forgiveness. So we ask Allah Ta'ala, change my zawq and shauq. Change my flavor, you see. These sahaba, my dear friends, they had like this kind of thing in them. So Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi Nubarallahu Markadu want to take us in this direction. Together with that, my dear friends, he emphasized through the 6 points the importance of salah. That the object of the salah, how I can take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salah, my dear brothers, it is a means of a person getting a very great amount from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because through salah, a person can practice sabr. Through salah, a person can take help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the verse, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. After telling isti'anat that you must take from Allah ta'ala help and make sabr, over and above that, salah is mentioned, because salah is an amalgamation. It is a put together of a person's sabr also. Because in salah, he is not doing things that are allowed and he is not doing things that are disallowed also. So this namaz, my dear brothers, has got great rewards and it got great fazilat. So we must go tell the whole mankind that look, you are worried about your risk, but Allah Ta'ala is telling you, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُكُكَ. That command your family, ahl. My dear brothers, the word ahl comes about 10 different places in the Quran. And it's, tell your family, and you also perform the salah. At the end of it, what Allah Pak is saying, through this namaz, I will give you sustenance. So the whole mankind that is in parishan about sustenance, look, it's a normal thing that a situation that is imminent, like, you know, is coming in front. Now, you don't know, you in anticipation, al-intizaru ashaddu min al-maut, suspense is worse than death. How it's going to go? If it goes more up, then it's going to cost me. What am I going to do? No. Tell the people about salah. And how Allah Ta'ala will make the arrangement, my dear friends. That is the work of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why I must get involved in the work of somebody else? They just told us, do this. Buy aeroplane ticket, do visa. They told us to teach, to go learn how to fly the plane. I'm going to learn how to service the wings and the tires. The aeroplane never tell. Just buy the ticket and come sit down. Make the salah and do what I have to do. Allah Ta'ala is khairul raziqin. So the whole mankind need to hear this. And my dear brothers, daily we must give dawat that salah removes all type of fuhush. Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. And evil comes out. Daily tell the people that through salah things will become easy in the grave. Through salah a person will cross the bridge of sirat with the speed of lightning. Through salah you get the book of deeds in the right hand. Through salah, the period in the qabr will become easy. When people will hear this, then they will flock to the masjid because they know. And ladies will flock to their point in their house, the most concealed, least revealed part of their house, to make that namaz. You won't have to tell a person to do it because he knows what he's getting out of it. But when fazilat became less and virtues became less, then people became less. And then, my dear friends, on a daily dua, رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّةِ رَبَّنَا وَتَقَبَّلْ دُعَى. Make dua for ourselves and for our progeny and mankind that Allah make us such a pakka takka namazis. My dear friends, hamare nabi ne hame kangal nahi chhora. Our nabi never left us bankrupt. You know, sometimes you see a child and he's like a broken Johnny, and behind there you hear people whispering, his father was a millionaire but left him nothing, like a pauper. He left him to the mercy of overpot, you know, example. Huzur Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam never left us kangal. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us with Ayatul Kursi. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us with Ayat Karima, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us with Salatul Hajat. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam left us with the command of Allah Ta'ala of namaz. That this is a vibrant, haqiqi asbab, yaqini asbab that can take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friend, like how I understand and you understand, when a vehicle gets stuck, a breakdown, come and lift it up. Sahaba understood, my breakdown to sort out my vehicle of life or whatever is troubling me to pick it up is salah. They understood it like that. Today, what is so vibrant and what had so much of maqsood behind it is left in a ma'ud. That means what had object behind it that could be used for this man has just become a ritual. So Maulana's idea here in the 6 point, in this number 2, how to take it out of just coming to the masjid and doing what we have to do, go over and above that and understand it, that I can access what Allah has got. Yes, my dear brothers. Today if you tell a person there's a certain address in South Africa, you gonna stay there. The person say, don't joke with me. What I have got, you can count on my fingers. The property there is 70 million. How much I buy that thing? So we know limitations in this world. But when we are saying through salah, a person who haven't even got 1 cent in his pocket and is seated here or is hearing this thing, he can take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because it's not a monetary interaction. It is an internal interaction that he's doing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in proportion to the khushu and khuzu and concentration in that salah, he will be able to take. And this is open to everybody. In this world, my dear brother, sometimes people get together and they're talking something or they want to decide something. Then they'll tell you, it's a closed shop. This is our business. Don't come here. Or someone got a private dawat and you don't get invited. But in this thing here, my dear brothers, whether you speak Arabic, English, Gujarati, German, Malawi, Chichewa, Isizulu, Xhosa, whatever language, whether you rich or poor, black or white, educated, uneducated, it is an umumi thing that all of us have access to take from Allah Ta'ala through our namaz. But that person will take from Allah who makes mehnat behind the salah. So the object of going in jamaat, my dear friends, to make muraja, to practice on the namaz, to learn to take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Halat awege, halat will come. Through conditions, I will turn to Allah. So it become habitual how to take from Allah. Then Maulana Rahmatullah Ali, my dear friends, to do hukukullah and to do hukukul ibad, rights of Allah and rights of people, a person have to have some knowledge. So the third point he introduced, that how I can come to know what Allah Ta'ala wants from me 24/7. And that person that seeks knowledge, the creations make dua of maghfirat for him. And my dear friends, on a daily basis, we have to give dawah towards people to say that we must seek knowledge. And knowledge is of two types, masail and fazail. Masail, we must go to ulama. Fas'alu ahla zikrin kuntum la ta'alamun. Ask those that know, if I don't know. Kul hal yastawi alladhina ya'lamuna wal ladhina la ya'lamun. Can the one that know and don't know be equal? So, for masail, I must ask. Masail of marriage, masail of business. Basically, whatever halat is coming in front of me, I'm opening up a business, I've got a child. What is the masla behind this? What the deen is saying about this? Because the one that knows and don't know cannot be equal. So I have to know. And then, my dear friends, I must sit in the halkas of talim. Allah's fazal, Allah Ta'ala give Hazrat Qutbul Aqtab, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahab, Nubarallahu Markadahu, Rahmatan Wasiya, Wa'alallahu Maratibahu, Wa'alallahu Maratibahu. Special ajar and noor in his qabr, my dear brothers. For leaving us with such a zakhira and treasure known as a fadail amal. In the words of Haji Bhaipadia Rahmatullah Ali, these are a bouquet of flowers in front of us. I heard it with my own ears. It's a bouquet of flowers. Then from this bouquet of flowers, seven flowers will smell throughout the year. I'm putting in my words. And two will smell according to the season. Like now, Fazail Hajj we will read. And Fazail Ramadan we just finished. This kitab, my dear brothers, Fazail Amal, is not an ordinary kitab. Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, my dear friends, you see, more than 80 hadith kitabs he went through to put this together, if not more than that also. Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali's kitab, Maulana Badri Alam Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, who's Sahib Kashf Karamat, got some intuition from Allah. He say, on Shaykh's kitab, I see a special rahmat coming on his kitabs and works. This kitab, my dear brother, is not a fatwa kitab. This kitab is not a hadith kitab that will teach in a final year. It's a kitab of fazail that gives raghbat, targheeb, ummat ko uthana hai, that how they can come to the hadith, how they can come to the masjid, how they can come to the ulama. And such a maqbool kitab, my dear brothers, that after the Quran Sharif, the most authentic kitab is Bukhari Sharif. But the most widespread kitab, I beg for correction, is Fazail Amal. You won't find a Bukhari Sharif in every masjid, but you'll find a Fazail Amal. I was traveling in 1994 in Mozambique. In the Bundus, our tashkil was made. There somewhere I found one Portuguese copy of a Fazail Amal in a masjid that was made of sand. Not comparing these two kitabs, but anyway, when we hear something, we must appreciate the veracity of the statement, what I'm trying to explain. It's a maqbool kitab, my dear brothers. And this kitab is fazail that I got to read. In the jamaat, I must read it. In the masjid, I must read it. And at home, I must also read it. We've heard from ulama, in a home to bring things in order, 6 months read fazail sadaqat. You'll find, alhamdulillah, what change will come about there. So daily basis, we make this dua, Rabbi zidni ilma, Rabbi zidni ilma nafiya, oh Allah, give me beneficial knowledge. Together with that, when a person learns the knowledge, you got to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These two points are inseparable. They lazim malzoom. Like how milk and whiteness, you can't take it out. You can change the color, but it's still in there. Honey and sweetness have to go together. Lazim malzoom. If the ummah only got ilm and got no zikr, then it's equivalent. Al-ilm bila amal ka shajar bila samar. Knowledge without practice is like a tree with no fruit. And people only got zikr, then bidat and all type of things, innovation will come about. Because he wants to please Allah. Allah, I'm going to fast for you on Bakrid day while everyone is eating. You got no knowledge. Allah, everyone is reading 4 rakats of Fajr Salah. I'm going to read 8 rakats because you are my Allah. Say, bhai, you got no knowledge. So ilm and zikr have to go together. So zikr, my dear brothers, the object of this point is that how we can remember Allah Ta'ala 24/7. The virtue of this point, Allah says himself, Faskuruni askurukum washkuruli wala takfurun. How you remember me, I'll remember you. See, like now we're remembering Allah Ta'ala with salat. Faskuruni bis salat askurukum bil barakat. You remember Allah Ta'ala with salat, Allah will remember you with barakat. You remember Allah Ta'ala by making zikr, faskuruni bil munajat. Askurukum bin najat. Allah will remember you with success. Faskuruni bi tilawatil Quran. Askurukum bi halawatil iman. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person is teaching in a darul ulum. Faskuruni fi daril ulum. Askurukum bi izalatil humumi wal humum. Person teaching in a maktab. Faskuruni fil fasal. Askurukum bil fazal. People going in the jamaat. Faskuruni bil khuruj. Askurukum bil uruj. So how we remember Allah Ta'ala, Allah will remember us. The virtue of remembering Allah Ta'ala. And then every day we make this dua. Oh my beloved Allah, make me a zakir and a shakir. Ameen. My dear brothers, in these 6 points, Maulana Rahmatullah Ali also stressed on hukukul ibad. That how I can fulfill everyone's rights, even if my rights are not fulfilled. Basically to be a cool glass of water to everybody. See my dear brothers, we're going to pass away. Everyone is going to pass away. Kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. Now not for name and fame, but how do we want the people to talk about us after we die? Not for name and fame and for shohrat. But do we really want that profile that, alhamdulillah, Allah made this world park of him, you know. Or is it like how when we hear our Kabirin, oh ho, Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab passed away. What a loss, man. Mona Said Khan Sahab is gone. What a loss. In order to have that not good riddance feeling from people, I got to make my mark in this world. And that can only come from forgiveness, hamdardi and softness. It can only come from kindness to the family. Yaad rakhna, my dear brothers, people will tramp your toes. This world is full of toe trampers. But at the same time, Huzur Pak Sahasam's legs were tramped. His back was tramped. But he say, Al-Yawm, Yawmul Marhama. Today is the day of forgiveness. So have a clean slate with everybody. Forgive them. Make them maaf. They made mistakes. So this point, my dear brothers, how I can make everybody happy, within the Shariat, of course. And if people made had tajawuzi, they went beyond me, then make them maaf like Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam made maaf. La tasriba alaykumul. You know what is la tasriba? It's not just maafi. Yusuf alayhi salam didn't only forgive his brothers. Yusuf alayhi salam forgave his brothers that I won't even make ishara to what you did. Like sometimes you make a person maaf for 10,000 rand. Now you made him maaf, but when you're sitting under a mango tree, about how many leaves you think here? About 10,000. You're giving yaad dilana. That is not maaf. That is maaf from the tongue. So this point what Mawlana was promoting, my dear brothers, how once again ikram can come. And it's actually ikramun nas. If you open rahmatul lil alameen, it is kindness to animals also. But we say ikram a Muslim because predominantly our interaction is with Muslims. So my dear friends, in this point, Mawlana was stressing, go and visit the sick. Be kind to our parents, show shafqat to our youngsters, respect our elders, and elders to have respect for the children also. It works both ways, you see. Everything goes together. Deen is a very conclusive thing. It's a very, you know, holistic idea. Somebody passes away, janaza, attend the burial, people are in need, see to them. My dear brothers, through this effort, you find a connection with the people once again. And then we give dawat about this point on a daily basis. And then we make dua to Allah. Oh Allah Ta'ala, I heard this dua from Maulana Harun Abbas Umar Rahmatullah Ali, Nawwar Allah Umar. He said, oh Allah, don't make me a means of tor, make me a means of jor. Bring me on this face of this earth as a glue to stick people together. Don't make me a means to become a fitna in this world. Allah, let me be kind to the people. Give me the sifat of Hazur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through this, Mawlana Rahmatullah wanted to take us in this direction. Otherwise, my dear brothers, you ever heard of a shopkeeper, he's telling, hey, if you want to buy things, buy. If you don't want to buy, go. That person who was selling vinegar made maximum profits, and his brother was selling mitai, he made no profit. When the father asked them both were doing good business, but one was treating the people just like that. And the other one, he was selling vinegar, but he was treating the people nicely. So the father said, no one put jadu on your business. On your mitai business, which is a lucrative business, you lost out because you speak to people with a vinegar smile. How do you want people to come close? You want people to come in a business, must be open with them. And that person selling vinegar, he made top sales. Because his father told him, you gave them a mitai smile. When they saw you, my dear brothers, think about it. Just think. Some went in the 60s, some went in the 70s. By the time we reached, there was 80s or 90s, Nizamuddin and Raiwin. What was actually there? Dust, spider webs, heat, no fan, no aircon. Right by Muhammad. You agree with me? But what made us go mad to go there? What made us crazy to wait to just get to Haji Abdul Wahab Sahab? Was it the Raiwin building? No. What? Who wants to climb 6 flights of stairs or 6 floors of stairs to get a room right on top? But what made us go to Bangla Wali Masjid? It is this elder's ikram. What by Padya, what money did he give us, my dear brothers, that made us go mad for him? What made us all go wait for Mufti Mahmood Sahab at the airport? Is this ikram and muhabbat that people, they go out of their way? It's an ajeeb thing. Huzur-e Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love made Musa bin Umair radhiyallahu anhu do what he did. Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's love to Bilal radhiyallahu anhu made him give his life like that. My dear brothers, this ikram point is so important that you must ask Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you give me the tawfiq to make khidmat of everybody, even if my rights are not there.
Molana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, we're terminating here, my dear brothers. He explained the fifth point. And he said, what is the fifth point? To do everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The virtue is a person will get maximum rewards. So on a daily basis, speak about ikhlas. That, oh Allah, save me from shirk-e jali and shirk-e khafi. Small shirk and great shirk. Let me do khalis only for you, my beloved Allah. And check my intention before, even while giving this talk. He's now 48. Are you speaking to impress or are you speaking to talk? Even now I must check. The person making tashkil, he must check. When I'm giving charity, I must check. Like one alim was describing, when the people went to visit him, so he's telling, Molana, just wait 1 minute. Why, from our fourth umrah, just bring some zamzam and some lovely ajwa from our fifth umrah. What's the need to say fifth and sixth, seventh umrah? Just bring a zamzam and kajur. So Allah keep us mukhlis all the time, my dear brothers. So we ask Allah Ta'ala for ikhlas. We ask Allah Ta'ala for khulus. And this is only a blessing that can come from Allah. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was explaining the amraz and sickness of this ummat. I'm going to go through it in 30 seconds. Aaj log sunte nahi jo sunte hai wo samajhte nahi jo samajhte hai wo karte nahi jo karte hai wo jamte nahi jo jamte nahi wo ikhlas hi nahi rakhte. Today people are not listening. Those that listen, they're not prepared to do. Those that don't do, they're not prepared to be constant. Those that are not constant, they're not keeping ikhlas. My dear brothers, Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Ali brought ikhlas at the last point. That this ummat is not progressing because of lack of ikhlas. It was the morning in Malta when Hazrat Sheikhul Hind was about to be hanged. And he's pacing up and down. Man is about to be hanged for the mission of deen. You say, Nafske, wasmar nahi. It mustn't be that I'm doing all this thing and getting hanged here for the name of fame. They worried at that point, my dear brother. Sayyidina Ali Radhiallahu is about to be, kill somebody. And that point is checking his heart. So this point of ikhlas, what Maulana brought was very, very jayyid, my dear brother. Something that I need to make tadabbur about, tafakkur. I need to think now, how must I bring it in my life? So it can only come through dua and staying with people who are mukhlis, then that quality rubs onto us. Then the sixth point, my dear brothers, that how deen can come alive like it was in the time of Huzur-e Pak Sahasa and the Sahaba. The virtue of bringing deen alive, my dear brothers, Allahu Akbar, a person, Tashkil brothers can come in front. The virtue of making mehnat for deen, my dear brothers, is an ajib mehnat, is an ajib thing. You see, there's going to be few presentations in this world. Some presentations take place in our absence, some presentations take place in our presence, and some presentation going to take place whether we like it or not. What I mean by this? Huzur-e Pak Sarsam is receiving our report, right? Mondays and Thursdays. Then sometime Allah blesses us to go to Madinah Tayyibah. There's also a report there. And Qiyamah Day, we're all going to give a report. This effort of Dawat, my dear brothers, and every effort for that matter, but this is where we are at the moment. We're talking about work of Dawat specifically. So our mozu is that. This effort of Dawat, my dear brothers, by the grace of Allah Ta'ala, is an ability to present with humbleness a broken effort that is done for me in front of Huzur-e Pak Sahasa. It's a great nisbat. You see, Maulana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri, if you read the kitabs, he got great nisbat with Huzur-e Pak Sahasalam through hadith. Other people, great nisbat through becoming shaheed. You and I, my dear brothers, can we teach hadith? Most of us that are seated here. Most we know hadith is Fazail Amal, we're teaching in a maktab, hadith kitab. What nisbat, what connection can I build with Huzur-e Pak Sahasalam? This effort will give you this. How? Ya Bari Ta'ala, Hazrat Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made effort to appoint. Siddiqui Akbar took over, Ayun Kasuddin wa Nahi. Umar Radhiyallahu Anhu took over and he gave his life for it. Sayyidina Uthman took over and he gave his life for it. Sayyidina Ali took over, he gave his life for it. The Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabe Tabi'in, and all who came down the line in different ways. Imam Bukhari gave his life this way. Imam Azam gave his life that way. Sheikhul Hind gave his life that way. And Hazrat Nizamuddin Awliya Allah gave it that way. Allah, today is my chance for the nisbat of Rasul-e Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In other words, how can I gel? How can I bond? How can I feel for my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's mission? It's an izhar of muhabbat. You know, sometimes a person bring an expensive watch, Rolex watch, and say, my beloved wife, this is for you. It's an izhar of muhabbat. Sometimes very close elders or something coming by you, you make a top dastarkhan for them. It's an izhar of muhabbat. Apparency of muhabbat. This effort to sacrifice salana, mahana, haftawari, rozana. This effort to sacrifice jaan, maal, waqt, dil and dimag against your tabiyat. My dear brothers, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he mentioned something. Inna wajadna khayr al khayri fil kur. Inna wajadna khayr al khayri fil kur. Humne khayr paya nagawari mein. This effort will give you nagawari. It will make a person go to places he don't want to go. It will make him interact with people he don't want to interact with. It will make him do so many things which inside in tasawwuf terms is hard on the nafs. And that person who got one foot on the nafs, then the other foot is in Jannat. So the nisbat of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear brothers, that when you go to Medina Sharif, or the day we may not reach Medina Sharif for whatever reason, we're coming in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother, this is our chance to give salana, maana, haftawari, rozana. So who's ready, my dear brothers? 4 months pedal, 4 months IPB, 4 months local, 4 months on Mashura, foreign country. Every person should stand up, because his nisbat with Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is between him and Huzur Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is between him and Allah. What's your name, bhai? Farmao. You got it here? Muhammad Yusuf. Just help us with the name. Muhammad bhai, where are you from, Muhammad bhai? Verlam, right. Muhammad bhai, Verlam. Sit down, Muhammad bhai. Allah Pak bless you for your tashkil. Daud bhai. Mawlana Abdul Hakim sir. Come, my dear brothers. Ibrahim bhai. From Shell Cross. Yes, Shell Cross. Come, my dear brothers. Muhammad. Musa. Just came back from 4 months. Must be a reason he's standing up again, isn't it? Allahu Akbar. Bhai Muhammad Salaji. Allah accept you. Allah Kabul. This one is Umar. Ahlan wa sahlan. How long you ready for, bhai? 4 months or 4 days? 4 months, eh? MashaAllah, Allah Kabul. One is missing there. Oh, there's here. Shell Cross. What's your name, bhai? Allah accept you, Muhammad Suhail. Say Amin. Who else, my dear brothers? Muhammad Saleh, MS. Allah Kabul. Mawlana Osama, Allah Kabul, MashaAllah. Dr. Siddiq Saab. My dear brothers, this effort of Dawat, this remain, Nuruddin, my dear brothers, if you look at this effort of Dawat, what is the curriculum? Salana, Mahana, Haftawari, Rozana. Something you have to do yearly, monthly, weekly and daily. The timetable of Tabligh, when you attach to it with the Mashuras and Ishtimas and 3 days and all that together, is a very busy timetable. But don't look at it like that. Isn't we were speaking about superior thinking? Superior thinking, you must think like a bee. How he works all the time, at the end of it, he get honey. How he works like an ant, at the end of it, he got a whole colony going. These are admirable creatures. So think in superior way, my dear brothers. The effort of Tabligh keeps me occupied yearly, monthly, weekly and daily. When are we going to die? You're either going to die in the year, month, week or day. So if you're so busy, there's a big chance you can die while making effort of deen. So keep ourselves busy in this effort, my dear brother. It's an effort that allows us to die where we want to die. Not that a person dying home, you haven't got Jannat, but it's a way to die that Allah Ta'ala, you know, opens up the way. Come, my dear brothers, give ourselves for this effort. Don't think now how and what. That is not our work. When we were born, Allah Ta'ala brought us to this stage. So Allah will take us on the next stage. Come, my dear brother, it's coming in the heart. We are standing up for 4 months, but actually the tashkil is who's ready to give his life on Mashura with the tartib. When we say life, it doesn't mean from Hilal, right? No house, no family, everything finished, whatever work you're doing. No, that's not the idea. Life means now I'm dedicated to something. After that, tell me, even if I'm spending 10 hours or 12 hours at home and 2 hours in a masjid, I'm still on life because Mashura told me to go for 12 hours. You understand what life means now? It don't mean no life and everything is like so hard. No, it's not like that. It means I'm dedicated to something. Tan, man, dan. I gave myself over. That's called slavery, my dear brothers. Slavery of Allah. 4 months pedal. We got a jamaat going here. Siad bhai said there's one jamaat out. We need another jamaat. So brother, speak individually and speak masjid wise. That I'll go make effort for a 4 months jamaat. Bolo bhai, come. How many brothers never spent 4 months pedal over here, my dear brothers? Don't put your hands up. It's a tashkil, my dear brothers, that you have asked people, they'll tell you in their tabligh life, two or three tashkils that stand out greatly. One is the tashkil to Mewat. It's something that you'll never forget in your life. And the second one, ask all those people that spend 4 months pedal. There's a taste that lingers in the tongue that you can never forget. And you keep licking your lips. It's something different, my dear brothers. So who never spent 4 months pedal? Say one day I'll go, inshallah. Bismillah, stand up. Oh, I'll make effort. What's your name, boy? Imran. Molana, mashallah. My, Allah will accept you. The way you're smiling, Allah going to accept you, inshallah. Mansur, you will help the deen. Say, inshallah. Mansur, you make a full jamaat, inshallah. Allah kabul. His name is Mansur too, and he will have the deen also. Polo bhai, mashallah. What's your name, bhai? Just say loudly, we old now. Ziyad. Allah accept you, Ziyad bhai. Allah accept. What's your name, young man? Rehan. May Allah Ta'ala accept your effort and open the doors for you of Jannat and for everybody, inshallah. After ijtima, they're talking of going pedal, Mufti Sahib. That is the spirit, my dear brothers. Brothers, don't think pedal is something that is impossible. Ask some brothers in pedal, you're eating. You see, we're stopping people from bringing food, there's so much. You get more in the bundus than you hear. Allah knows how to do it, my dear brother. He's khairul raziqin. So who's in the heart it's coming? Follow by. Said, also from Marisburg. Phoenix. At least Phoenix on a map also. Any other place? Bolo bhai. Huh? Verlam, right. Stand up and give Verlam's name then. Weren't you sitting there just now? Yeah, right. Hafiz sahab, he needs a hafiz to do his Quran and all. Stand up. Don't break his heart. Bismillah. Come. MashaAllah. Allah kabul. That's it. They got their friendship. Let's we carry on with the tashkil, brothers. Who else is ready? See, hafiz sahab is ready. Every jamaat needs a hafiz. Am I right? Qari sahab or something like that. There's a hafiz sahab. Hafiz sahab. Allah will take you for the Quran in the whole world. Say Ameen. Good tashkil you made, uncle. Any other hafiz you got, bring them also. Oh, only two, all right, mashallah. Follow by. Now, my dear brothers, Ziyad bhai, say we talk of chilla. Ziyad bhai. My dear brothers, last 2-3 weeks we made tashkil, right? Then we're going to go sit in the halkas. Because namaz is 1:30. One is our own that we'll get ready. But now we need some chilla jamaat to come out before our ijtima. You know, 10th of May, we're going to announce the venue and all these things. We need to start from now, my dear brothers. So I'm making tashkil at least 10 masjids, minimum now. Just stand and say, Spingo, whatever masjid, I will go make effort for a chilla jamaat. That will be sufficient for us also. Bismillah, farmao. Who's number one? Each one will get a separate dua, mashallah. Come, my dear. Bolo. Right, which masjid you from? May Allah Ta'ala give you the nisbat of the sahaba. Say Ameen. By which masjid you from? Allah Ta'ala give you the superior thinking like the sahaba. Say Ameen.
May Allah Ta'ala connect us with the sahaba. Say Ameen.
MashaAllah. Bolo. Hafiz Ahmad Kadwa. Allah Ta'ala take maximum work from you in all corners of the world and your masjid. MashaAllah. Who's that brother? MashaAllah. Mawlana Fayz Sahab. Allah Ta'ala accept you. Sehat, tandurusti, afiyat, barakat and khair. MashaAllah. Mawlana Varacha. Allah Ta'ala accept. MashaAllah. Allah Ta'ala give barakat. Hey, once again, you on the MashaAllah. One jamaat. Allah Ta'ala accept you, Mansur. And inshallah, from your progeny, Allah Ta'ala make them muballighin, Allah Ta'ala make them zakirin, Allah Ta'ala make them shakirin. Say Ameen. When we say Ameen for somebody else, it means for us too. Boy, what's your name? What a wonderful man. Abdul Wahid. Where are you from, boy? Canyon Avenue. Allah Ta'ala take you far and wide for the sake of deen. Say Ameen. And you're going to take more people, inshallah? How many gone Ziyad bhai in that 47 masjid? No, my dear brother. We said 10. Tilka asharatun kamil. What's your name, bhai?
Ismail bhai. Where are you from?
Queensborough. I just want to hear it, you know. We know where it is, but let the people also know where you come from. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala make that whole place, which is our ilaka, to shine, inshallah. Say Ameen. That's your dream, isn't it?
Mashallah. Phoenix, Molana, Hamza. Allah Ta'ala accept, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala give barakat in his ilm.
And accept the whole of Phoenix, inshallah. It's coming up, mashallah. Things are happening there. Come. Nine masjid. Is there any harm to make it 11? We got Effingham. What's your name, boy? You gave the name for Effingham? Allah accept Effingham. Allah give you barakat, inshallah.
And from there, Nakat Jamaat will come out at your end. Say Ameen.
MashaAllah. Last, my dear brothers, then we already overstepped by 2 minutes. Polo bhai, who's the cherry on the top? Don't think you came last is not going to work. No, you'll come out first. Which masjid say I came? Where are you from, uncle? Abu Bakr, Shell Cross. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Ta'ala give you all barakat. May you all dine with Huzur Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You all feed the whole ummah too. Allah will feed you all too. And say Ameen, we'll also eat. So brothers, what is the tashkil now? On this side, Ziyad bhai, just explain. Whoever gave the name masjid wise, 4 months wise, pedal wise, IPB wise, all stand up in their place, mashallah. Bolo, bolo, bolo. Come my dear brothers. Lot of us gave our name. Right, now go to this direction. Go to your left. Someone will receive you there for tafakkur. MashaAllah, Hafizab, you can also go. Come, my dear, those 11 masjids, also go there. Don't think now how it will happen. Sometime you go back to your masjid and say, I gave our name for a chilla. They say, why you went and did that? Say, I never do it. They asked me to do it. I did it. Now let's try. Allah will make it happen, inshallah. So if nobody gave their name also, and you still want to give it, go there. They'll accept it, inshallah. My dear brothers, now we'll sit in the halkas. Keep the respect of the masjid. The da'wat is not only physical, it is also how we behave. So let's sit. Gigi. All those satis that are going for Hajj, after Isha on the third floor is a special program for you on effort in that area and all that, inshallah. So you know who you are, inshallah. Go to the third floor after Isha Salah. Now, my dear brothers, sit in our halkas, make fikr, make muraja of the 6 points, or whatever takaza there. When azan goes, we give jawab to the azan, we sit on in the saf, we complete our tilawat, zikr, everything. And imagine there's a special rahmat coming. When we make this Isha Salah, it'll be different to the other Salah because we concentrated on it before. And do that, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.